Twitter painted by Flood Music. You have to stop him. Dean looks away from the TV and glances over at Sam, who is frowning at his laptop like it has greatly offended him. Stop who? Castiel. He's gone technology crazy. Look at this. Sam nods at the computer screen, and Dean hauls himself off the bed over to where Sam is sitting. Dude, Dean says as he leans over Sam's shoulder. What the hell is Twitter? Typing something into the address bar, Sam corrects him. Twitter. It's some social networking site where people send updates about what they're doing or something. Who'd want to do that? Castiel, apparently. He says it's a good way for him to keep in contact with us and know where we are now that, you know... Dean nods. His angel GPS doesn't work anymore. Can't he just call us like he's been doing? Non-stop, you mean? Sam asks, and Dean snorts in agreement. He said this is easier for... What did he say? Sam scans the email Castiel apparently sent him, from castiel2009@gmail.com, and laughs. Easier for multiple-person contact at once. Kinky, Dean comments. Sam makes a face. Ew. Anyway, he's out of control, and you have to talk to him. Sammy, come on, how come I have to? Seriously, anytime anything happens with Cass, Sam's always telling Dean to handle it, and it totally sucks because, hello, awkward. Because he likes you better, is Sam's answer. And, well, that's true, Dean has to agree. I am awesome. Sam makes another face and mumbles something Dean can't hear, but it kind of sounds like he says something about an angel crush, whatever that's supposed to mean. Dean's not going to ask. He's just going to talk to Cass about this Twitty thing, and that'll be that. He set up accounts for both of us already, Sam says as Dean's about to head out the door to go meet Castiel at a diner across the street. You might want to tell him that Sam isn't really a great password for mine. Dean's sitting in a corner booth at the diner making his way through a cheeseburger when Castiel slides into the seat across from him. Hello, Dean. Dean mumbles a greeting. I have checked several times today, and you have not composed any tweets, Castiel continues, his eyes huge and serious. Yeah, about that, Dean says around a mouthful of burger. Cass, I'm not so sure. He's interrupted by the waitress coming over and batting her fake lash eyes in Castiel's direction. What can I do for you, darling, she says, like she'd be willing to do a lot of other stuff for him that didn't involve food. Castiel looks around nervously like he always does when someone who's not Dean or Sam pays attention to him. I don't think I require anything right now. Thank you, he stutters. Dean snorts in amusement as the waitress looks disappointed and slinks away, clueless. Anyway, like I was saying, he starts again, this Twitter thing, or whatever it's called? Twitter. I believe it is the answer, Castiel proclaims, like he just discovered an 11th commandment or something. Dean takes another bite of his food and tries not to laugh. To what? The meaning of life? To our communication problems, Dean. Castiel sighs in long-suffering angel annoyance. Please do not be purposefully difficult. I am constantly worried for your safety and your brother's. My only wish is to be able to come to your assistance when needed. He's looking at Dean with those big, stupid eyes again, and Dean's never been good at turning people, Sam, down when they do that to him. So he just mumbles, yeah, okay, and finishes his cheeseburger. Sam just laughs at him when he explains that he couldn't convince Castiel to give up on Twitter. Figures, he says, and Dean frowns at him. What's that supposed to mean? Nothing, Sam says, in this annoying voice that's pissing the hell out of Dean. Castiel at Dean Winchester. Dean, I have noted that the temperature is in the low 40s, Fahrenheit. Please remember to wear a coat. Castiel at Dean Winchester. Also, when conserving body heat, it is very important to wear a hat. Castiel at Dean Winchester. I found this information on Wikipedia, a most helpful resource. Castiel shows up with a pair of mittens and tucks them into Dean's coat pocket, despite Dean's protest that he doesn't need them. You will be of no use in the battle against Lucifer if you are stricken with influenza or bronchitis, Castiel insists earnestly. I have read it is the season for such illnesses. Dean hates the internet. Also, he notices that Castiel doesn't have any mittens for Sam, but he probably thinks Sam is too tall to be susceptible to the cold, or something else dumb like that you might hear online. Or maybe Cass is implying that Sam is tougher than him, Dean thinks grumpily. Castiel at God. I am your devoted servant, Father. Sam Winchester at Castiel. Hey, Cass, you know that God Twitter you're following isn't real, right? Castiel at Sam Winchester. Yes, I find it interesting to see the various ways in which humans attempt to make the Lord comprehensible. Sam Winchester at Castiel. Okay, just checking. Castiel at Sam Winchester. I appreciate your interest. Dean Winchester. Man, I could really go for some pie right now. Castiel at Dean Winchester. What kind of pie would you like, Dean? Dean Winchester at Castiel. Cherry, are you lurking outside my window again? Castiel at Dean Winchester. No, I do not lurk, Dean. I am an angel of the Lord. Dean Winchester at Castiel. You totally lurk. Are you bringing me pie or what? Castiel at Dean Winchester. That depends. Will you cease to use the word lurk regarding my actions? Dean Winchester at Castiel. If some pie appears in my window right now, I'll stop. Castiel at Dean Winchester. Very well. Dean Winchester at Castiel. Dude, you rock. It's still hot. Castiel at Dean Winchester. You are welcome, Dean. Sam Winchester at Dean Winchester at Castiel. Will you guys shut up? You're clogging up my feed. Castiel at Sam Winchester. My apologies, Sam. I will come to your hotel to talk instead. Cass, seriously, you should try some of this pie. It's amazing, Dean says when Castiel pops into their room a few seconds later. Oh, so he can have some, but not me, Sam complains from his bed where he's reading some book or another. Castiel gives Dean a stern look. Dean, it would be charitable to share with your brother. Fine, Dean says, but you should have some too. It's not right that you're on Earth and have never experienced pie. Castiel dubiously accepts the fork Dean hands him as he sits on the edge of the bed. Dig in, Dean instructs him, and Castiel frowns as he scoops a small portion of pie onto the fork and brings it to his mouth. Then his eyes go wide and he appears to have some kind of fit. What is it? Dean asks anxiously, placing his hands on Castiel's shoulders. He's never seen Castiel lose his composure like this. Cass, are you okay? Did you hear the other angels talking about something? Is something happening? What's wrong? Cass, talk to me. Castiel makes a small wounded noise and then says weakly, Hot. Burned. I'm merely unaccustomed to the sensation. Oh, Dean says, and feels stupid. He quickly removes his death grip on Castiel's shoulders. Yeah, that can happen. Castiel half smiles. Thank you for your concern, Dean. Oh my God, Sam mutters from behind his book. Castiel at Dean Winchester. Though useful in most things, Wikipedia has no answers about where to find God. Castiel at Dean Winchester. Additionally, a Google search reveals nothing of value. Dean Winchester at Castiel. Sorry you were let down by the wonders of technology, Cass. Castiel at Dean Winchester. I have, however, discovered YouTube. Dean, Who is Captain Kirk, and why does he want to experience sexual intimacy with the natural landscape? Dean jumps about a foot in the air off the bed and makes a really unmanly noise. Cass! Shit, you scared me. I thought you weren't going to do that anymore. Castiel makes an apologetic face and then turns his attention to the television. What are you watching? Dean scrambles for the remote and flicks off the set. Nothing. What's up? Castiel is still looking attentively at the now dark TV. Dean, were you watching pay-per-view pornography? None of your business. Okay, maybe, Dean amends when Castiel gives him one of those super commanding looks. I've heard about these things. On the internet. Castiel nods knowingly. Of course he has. Anxious to get away from the subject of Cass and porn, Dean says, What were you saying? Captain Kirk and what? If you'll allow me to use your computer, I can show you the YouTube video. After watching said video, Dean sighs. This one's going to take a lot of explaining. He hopes someone on YouTube has videos of Star Trek episodes. The next day, while they're being total research nerds together, Dean's being bored, Sam shows Castiel something in one of his endless books. Castiel tilts his head and says, Fascinating. Dean can't stop laughing long enough to explain to Sam what's so funny. He'd swear Castiel is trying not to laugh too. His eyes are warmer than Dean has ever seen them, anyway. The day after that, while they're all getting breakfast on their way out of town, well, Dean and Sam are getting breakfast, and Castiel is accompanying them. Castiel leans over the bakery display case and declares, I find mini muffins to be illogical. Wouldn't one need to eat a great deal of them in order to reach the same satisfaction as eating one regular-sized muffin? He continues as Dean howls with laughter again, and Sam shoots them a you're crazy look. Castiel at Dean Winchester at Sam Winchester. I am currently engaged in a war of sorts with another Twitter user. Dean Winchester at Castiel. That's great, but in case you haven't noticed, we're sort of engaged in a war in real life, too. Castiel at Dean Winchester. Dean, this person claims to be an expert on scripture, but clearly is not. He is quoting incorrectly. Dean Winchester at Castiel. Yeah, we get it. You're the annoying know-it-all kid in the class. Castiel at Dean Winchester. He has been incorrect multiple times. I am trying to help him better know the word of the Lord, yet he resists. Dean Winchester at Castiel. People don't like to be wrong. Cass, don't you think we have better things to do than argue with some crazy on the internet? Castiel at Dean Winchester. You are right, of course, though it appears Lucifer has been idle. This troubles me. Dean Winchester at Castiel. Maybe he's busy arguing with someone on Twitter, too. Castiel at Dean Winchester. I believe you are joking, but I do not think it completely ridiculous that he would also utilize this service. Castiel at Dean Winchester. It would allow him to reach as many of his followers as possible. Also, this 140-character limit is vexing. Sam Winchester at Castiel. I thought this was supposed to be for when we couldn't talk in person, not some annoying replacement. Dean Winchester at Sam Winchester. It's kind of addicting. Want to go get food? Sam Winchester at Dean Winchester. You're sitting right next to me. Dean Winchester at Sam Winchester. Why are you replying then? Seriously though, food. Sam Winchester at Dean Winchester. I thought Cass should know how annoying you're being. Dean Winchester at Sam Winchester. Cass knows I'm annoying and he likes me anyway. Right, Cass? Castiel at Dean Winchester. Of course, Dean. Sam Winchester at Castiel. Don't encourage him, please. Dean likes to think he can handle a lot of demons at once, but when he's surrounded by no less than 15 of them a couple of blocks from where he and Sam are staying, he's got to admit he could use some backup. Of course, he's on his own, because all he was doing was going to get some dinner, and he just had to say, when Sam had offered to come with him, "It's like three streets over. What could possibly go wrong?" He really should know better. He maybe panics for a quick second, not that he'd ever admit it, and then whips out his phone while simultaneously punching a demon in the face with his other hand. Too bad there's no one around to appreciate it. The place had emptied out pretty quick. Dean Winchester at Sam Winchester at Castiel. "I'm at Sonny's Diner on 4th. Have lots of demons. Could use your help if you're not busy. Thanks." He's pretty much kicking ass. "Thank you very much." When about 2 minutes later, Sam bursts through the door, and almost simultaneously, Castiel appears in front of the freakishly tall demon charging right at Dean and takes him down in a flash of light. Dean's never been so thankful for Twitter in his life. "So, okay," Sam gasps, out of breath, a while later. "I admit, that was pretty useful." "Yeah, nice going, Cass." Dean slaps Castiel on the shoulder as they make their way toward the Impala, which Sam had parked, crooked, in the middle of the street. Castiel tilts his head slightly and looks down at his arm questioningly. "Thank you, Dean. I'm happy I could assist you. Though next time, please do not wander out on your own." "Just because you're an angel doesn't mean you get to treat me like I'm 5, Dean complains. But Castiel just looks at him seriously and says, "I apologize. I am perhaps overly protective because I care for you a great deal." Dean looks embarrassed. Sam rolls his eyes. Castiel at Dean Winchester at Sam Winchester. "Good night. Please be safe." Dean Winchester at Castiel. "Thanks, you too." Castiel at Dean Winchester. "Thank you, Dean. I'll try." Sam Winchester at Dean Winchester at Castiel. "You guys are killing me."